Okay, I'll start out with the first question. Where and when did you teach, and what grade levels and course subjects did you teach?
I first taught at Equality, Illinois, in the high school. I began in the fall of 1970, and I was 50 years old. I didn't get to go to college until I was 39, and I had four children, and it took me all of that time. I first went to Southeastern and Junior College and had no idea that I would ever be able to finish college. And I was planned to be a history and English teacher. But I worked in the meantime in the library at Shawneetown, so I decided that I'd like to be a librarian. But at Southern Illinois University, they did not offer a major in library science, so they made it possible for me to have a minor in history and English and library. So the first year that I taught at Equality, I taught the seniors in speech and writing compositions, and helped them to write a term paper. And that was the first hour of the day. Then the rest of the morning I was involved in the library, and in afternoon I taught freshman English, which was quite different. So that made two preparations, one for the seniors and one for the freshmen. And then after the first hour was over, of course, I was back in the library. And the senior class was composed of the kids that just intended to go to college, college-bound students.
Okay. Describe the relationship that you had with the administrators that you worked for.
It was a little rough at first because I had heard that they were hard to work for and found that to be quite true. But we finally decided that, you know, that there was not going to be any friction. And however, they were both, it was husband and wife, he was administrator and she was principal of school, they were domineering, but we got along fine. And you just have to learn that you're not the boss anymore, even though that you may be even older than, I wasn't older than either one of them, but because you're older, say like I was 50, well, I had to learn that they were the boss. What they wanted done, I did.
Describe any students that you remember, the one you remember best.
Probably the one I remember best was was in the freshman class. And there were three boys that had always been in competition, and from grade school on up through high school. And the one that was in third position always didn't realize his potential. And I felt like that I developed it. And he became valedictorian of the class when he was a senior and has gone on and become an engineer. And he has probably pioneered some things in his engineering field. And they did say at the college at Southeastern that several of the math and science teachers said that he wasn't difficult to teach, but he had so much knowledge that he just, you know, it was difficult to teach him because he already knew it. He just was that smart. But he had always felt like that there were two other boys in the class that all through his elementary school and his school experience that he had felt like that he was third. But I felt like that I was the one, and I always will feel that way, that gave him the confidence when he was in freshman English to find out that he had potential.
How was your curriculum developed in your classroom?
Well, for the freshman class and any other class that I taught at Shawneetown, I taught world history and Illinois history. Now, in the Illinois history, we had to more or less research. We did have a small textbook, but most of that was research. And that was quite interesting because Shawneetown being the oldest town in the state, we had quite a bit of information. And then we collected a lot, and that helped then because I was also a librarian at Equality in Shawneetown. And then I taught a world history class. In fact, this world history class was a current events class on world affairs. And we used a lot of the periodicals for that. So we more or less developed our own curriculum for that. Then I taught world history also at a different time, and that had its own textbook. But at Equality, the first class that I taught there was the senior-bound boys and girls, and there was no curriculum for that. And I did use what experience that I'd had since I had just graduated from college and had quite a bit of experience in writing and with the English and the history classes especially. I had developed quite a few term papers and things to help them. And we developed that ourselves as we went along. And but the freshman class had their own textbook. However, there was one time that I was going to teach one of the classic books, or it's considered a classic today, and it was, gosh, I'll have to think. Stop me. I was going to teach one of the books that I had learned in the library classes that I'd taken at Southern, and it was Lord of the Flies. And the day that I suggested it, I said, oh, I don't believe we can do that. I just don't think. I think that's too difficult for you boys and girls. So someone spoke up and said, hey, stop that reverse psychology. And we did go ahead and study Lord of the Flies, and it was successful.
Try to describe how far your paycheck went whenever you were a teacher.
If you're not careful, the first thing you're doing, and especially for the library, you're buying your own supplies. And that's true in anything. And then there's kids that don't have things like, you know, nice clothes, and they didn't get a yearbook, or they couldn't afford something, and first thing you know, you're helping out. But I felt real proud of my paycheck because it was the first one I'd ever had in my life, which was $7,000 in 1970-71. And then when I retired in the spring of 91, I was making about $28,000. So it's not such bad pay after all.
Were you involved in any extracurricular activities while you taught?
I was a class sponsor every year. You started in it with the freshmen, and you went all through freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. And you always had to put on the homecoming, the senior class did. And that was quite an experience every year to plan that. And when I taught at Equality those first year, 2 years, my niece also taught. And she and I and the music teacher had both years had the homecoming. And there were so few teachers there that they didn't pass things around very much. If you got the job, you usually kept it. And my niece was, you know, quite a bit younger than me, and she would always come up with the ideas about how to decorate the stage and everything. And the music teacher, and this was really, we had all year to plan this. And then it'd come the week, you know, the homecoming, and we'd be so frustrated and pulling our hair and running back and forth to school to decorate and paint scenery and things like that. And he'd say, don't forget now, we always have Friday. And today, if we're around one another, if we're frustrated about something, we'll say, don't forget, we still have Friday.
Did any historical events happen during the years that you taught, and what was the school like around those periods?
The bicentennial 200 years of the birth of America, United States, was celebrated, and we celebrated several different ways. But I was senior sponsor that year in one of the class. There were four sponsors, and you could say that through the year we kept thinking that we did have responsibility for the homecoming that year since we were seniors, and we had several ideas about what to do, and we finally decided on the big birthday cake with the candles and the year we had a ribbon band on it, you know, with the year on the cake. 1776 to 1976.
What were some of your most trying situations in your career?
Most trying situations when you are teaching is that students don't want to do their homework, and they do not want to study for a test, and they do want you to tell them everything that's going to be on the test. And if you didn't tell them when they get their test, well, you didn't tell us that was going to be on the test, even though that you had had this subject for 9 weeks. You were supposed to tell them everything is going to be on the test. Now, the most frustrating thing in the library part of my teaching was the study halls. And in order to use the library, I sometimes even had to trade with a teacher who would take my study hall, and I would then teach their class how to use the library. And I think the library really suffered because that they did have me teach some classes, and they did have study halls in the library. And when we finally at the last 2 years we had the computers in the library, and to me that was just going to be the sliced bread of the century, you know. But it got to be frustrating because the boys and girls wanted to play games instead of using it wisely.
When did you finally feel successful in your teaching career, and describe a successful event?
Ask me again.
When did you feel successful, and describe a successful event in your career?
A successful event was that I had a freshman student in English, and he was really good during class, and he listened, but it came time for the test, and he never quite got finished. What he did real well, and I couldn't understand it. It finally dawned on me, hey, this boy doesn't read well. And when I read him the test, he could finish with the other students and made better grades than he'd ever made, because before they had just never discovered that he could not read. And when you really feel successful in your teaching is when a student comes to you after you retire and they initiate a hug or a handshake or whatever, and they say, hey, I liked you. You were a good teacher. Wish we had more like you.
Describe the best aspects of teaching and the most challenging.
To me, you shouldn't even want to teach unless you have a desire to help to change things, people, lives, and you will see that change in people. And when you do see that, then you feel like that you have been successful.
Okay. That's all the questions that I have for you. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or any advice you have for somebody like me who's wanting to be a teacher?
You've already chosen your career, and you want to keep in mind, am I really challenging people, students, and do I see success? And I think one reason that you do want to be a teacher is because you like to challenge people. You like to change, and you like to people in general. And if you see those successes, then you feel successful, and you want to, you feel like you've fulfilled your life.
That's all the questions I have for you. Thank you for letting me interview you and taking your time.
Oh, my voice always sounds so crazy.